We're in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav and Siv Zayin. We started talking about there's a shofar that has a hole in it. So we explained that there's two opinions. The Rambam holds that you need three things. It needs to be that it was sealed with something that is the same material as the shofar, that the majority of the shofar remains, and that the sound of the shofar remains the same as it was before it was sealed up. Whereas the Rush disagrees, and the Rush says that the only thing that matters is if the sound remains the same. So we'll see that will come up in the Shulchan Aruch. But the best thing to do is to leave the hole there. If you leave the hole there and the sound still comes out, then you're fine. So you're really just hurting yourself by sealing up the hole. So that's what the Mechaber says. Imsasamo shelo b'mino. If you seal it up with something which is not the same material, afal pisha eino ma'akev esatkil achar stima, even if the sound remains the same, shechazar kol kmo shehaya b'tchila, as we said, pasal afil nishtaya rubo, because this is the opinion of the Rambam that you need all three things in order for it to be kosher. Vimsasamo b'mino, if you seal it up with the same material as the shofar, im nishtaya rubo shalem v'lo ikvu hanakavim shenistimu esatkia, the sound still remains the same, and it is with the right material. But and you have the majority remains. El chazar kol kmo shaya kodem shenigav kasher. Then that's okay because you have all three. Vim chazar achas mishal sheila pasul. But if you're missing one of those three things, then you are not allowed to use it. If you're in a pressing situation that there's no other shofar, she'ein shofar achar matzui yesh lahachshir b'stamo b'mino im nishtaya rubo. Then it's enough if you seal it with the same material as the shofar, and the majority remains, even if the sound changes. So too, it is kosher, as long as you have the majority remaining and the sound is the same, even if you seal it with a different material. So that's what we said. Ideally, you fulfill the Rambam, which requires all three, and b'di'eved, you follow the Rush, who says that two out of three is good enough. Siv ches. Nistak la'arko puzzle. If the shofar cracks in its length, like if the shofar is like that, so if it cracks lengthwise, so then that is going to be puzzle. The yesh omrim afila b'koshu puzzle. Some say that even if it cracks a little bit, but it's lengthwise, that is going to puzzle it. Elim kein hidko harbe b'chodom v'shicha, unless you seal it up with, you tie a string around it or something like that, so that it's tightened, and the crack is no longer recognizable. There are ma'ez in ishtayr shir atkiya mimakom akshiru l'mal atzarapeh, and you still have a whole part of the shofar from the part where your mouth is, because that's the main part of the shofar. The reason that if it's cracked lengthwise, that it's a problem, even if it's a little bit, is because we're afraid that at the more that you use it, the more it's going to crack. That since there's a little bit of crack, the more you blow into it, it's going to cause it to crack even more. And we have a rule that kola omed lisade kesadik dami, which means if it's going to crack, then we view it as though it's cracked now. So that's why it's going to be a problem. The yeshom davka berubo. Some say it's only a problem if the majority of the shofar is cracked. Vim dibko kasher afilim dibko bedevek. But if you seal it up with glue, that is fine, and then you could use it. The yeshmi shomer sheino kasher l'kshe dibko baatzmo. Some say you have to seal it by itself. How does that happen? Shechimmo baor at shenivshar v'chiber ksosav zet im zet. You put it in the fire, and then it melds together. The imnista kula afilu mitzad echad pasal, but if it cracks entirely, so then it's for sure not okay. Afilu cham v'or v'chiber stuck of zem zeh, even if you seal it back up. Siv test nistak l'rachbo, if it cracks widthwise, b'miyuto kasher, if it's only a little bit of it, then it's fine. B'rubo pasal, but if it's a majority, it's going to be a problem, because it's as though you don't have a shofar. Elim kei nishar me'at tzedek l'tzad piv, shi'er tkia, dino arba gudalim. Unless you have four gudalim, which is around like this much left by the mouth, shenishtayer bokach kasher afilu makif zatkia, v'yesh machshirim b'nishtayer afilu sholot zatpiv. Some say it's enough even if it's not by your mouth, rather it's by the rest of the shofar. And finally, if you dibeg shivri shofro zet im zeb asameham shofar puzzle. If you have a bunch of broken pieces of a shofar and you put them back together with glue, that is going to be puzzle. Afilim yesh b'shever shekneged piv shir shofar. Even if the piece by your mouth, which you use, is really enough to be a kasher shofar, once you add pieces together, that no longer has the same shofar, and it's going to be puzzle.